Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to tonight's high school varsity baseball game. We are at Carmel High School. This game is going to be played between the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights and the Carmel Greyhounds. We thank you for tuning in and listening to PutneyInSports.com. They have the umpire meeting. They're getting ready for a national anthem here shortly. Umpires around home plate. Going to wear the blue jacket, red and white sleeves over the shoulder. It's going to be middle school night right here at Carmel High School. Going to feature a middle school baseball player. Some of them wearing shorts, pretty much all of them, but they're wearing their jersey. We'll mention a little bit about each school in today's contest. First, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic has a school enrollment of 287. Their class 1A, sectional 53. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, and Lafayette Central Catholic. We'll mention the principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The AD is Tim Bordenay. He's an 87 graduate, Central Catholic. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Geno. Lafayette Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can reach them on the web at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They were the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the east, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Tipton, Northwestern, Western. In the west, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. Central Catholic currently 11 wins, 3 losses. They got a plus 7 win streak intact. They're 7-1 in the Hoosier West, and they have won that. They'll play in the conference crossover game next Friday. Head coach is Tim Bordenay, 87 grad. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic. Going to be tomorrow, the 5th of May, 6 p.m. It'll be Clinton Prairie at Lafayette Central Catholic. A little bit about the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds, they have a school enrollment of 5286. They were founded in 1869. They're class 4A, sectional number 8. There are 6 in their sectional. It will be played at Noblesville High School. In their sectional is Carmel, Fishers, Hamilton Southeastern, Noblesville, Westfield, Zionsville. We'll let you know Carmel High School is located at 520 East Main Street, Carmel, Indiana, 46032. On the web, you can find him at CarmelGreyhounds.com. On Twitter, at Carmel Athletics. They wear the colors royal blue and gold. They perform in the Metropolitan Conference. That conference consists of Ben Davis, Lawrence Central, North Central, North Central, there we go, and Pike, along with Warren Central. Well, the Greyhounds are currently 10 wins, 4 losses. Their coach is Matt Buckwalski. Their next game on the agenda is going to happen on Friday, the 6th. It's going to be 7:45 start. It'll be the Carmel Greyhounds at North Unite. We mentioned the athletic director here at Carmel High School is Mr. Jim Inskeep. They're going through the lineups right now. They're introducing the starting lineup for the Central Catholic Knights. We'll do the same. Central Catholic is going to start like this in the batting order. Left fielder number 25, that's Carter Johnson. Plays shortstop number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Plays second base number 12, Owen Munn. Playing first base, number 16, T.J. Bell. The DH in the lineup will be number 32, Justin Brady. Playing for him defensively will be number 33, center fielder, Bryn Robbins. The pitcher tonight will be number 27, Ben Mazur. Third baseman will be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Catcher will be number 3, Jackson Kane. And right fielder will be number 20, Peyton Minnick. We're missing the Carmel Greyhounds. They'll bat like this. The center fielder, number 15, Nathan McLaren. The shortstop, number 20, J.D. Stein. The first baseman, number 7, Griffin Wolf. The DH in the lineup will be Tripp Schroeder. He'll play in place of the pitcher. The pitcher will do the defensive order. He'll be the pitcher number 41. That's Tim Heaney. And then in the fifth position in the order will be right fielder number 22, Dan Cunningham. Third baseman will bat. He'll be number 14, Case Sullivan. And then the second baseman, number 2, Cam Carmichael. The catcher will be number 10, Tim Haas. And the left fielder will be number 15, Drew Fouts. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. That's our national anthem. Getting ready for baseball. We'll mention this game is only being played because they have umpires here. And we'll mention calling out to all of you baseball enthusiasts across the state of Indiana. If you enjoy the game of baseball, the best spot on the diamond for a baseball game is waiting for you. The IHSAA is looking to add to a somewhat low number of umpires, male or female, to look into becoming an umpire, simply call the offices of the IHSAA, 317-846-6601. Again, 317-846-6601. No need to be nervous. There are plenty of classrooms where baseball studies happen, and they are available. You can seek them out. You can become an umpire, and it doesn't have to be at the highest level. It can be middle school. It can be at the youth level, and if you want to be an umpire, it's available for you to do. Thank you for listening. And I'm getting ready to bat here in the first inning. Top of the first batter in the ball game, going to be Carter Johnson. On the pitcher's mound for the Greyhounds is Cam Heaney. Cam Heaney going to step in, right-handed pitcher. First feet on the rubber. Here comes the first pitch of the ball game. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Velocity is there. It's going to be straight pitches. Look for the breaking pitch. Here comes a wind. A bit high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Carmel Greyhounds, Central Catholic Knights. Peering in, here comes the windup. Breaking pitch, backdoor strike, calls the strike. Let it go by, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, Heaney, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, backdoor, just missed, away. Count goes 3-1. Carter Johnson, Cam Heaney, the 3-1 pitch. Strike called. Carter Johnson wanted to call the pitch. He may someday, but not that one. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 3-2. Backdoor curveball missed. Must have been away. Ball four. Carter Johnson going to jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights going to be number 24, Evan Deimhart. Carter Johnson aboard at first base, drew a walk. Second batter in the lineup, right-handed batter, Evan Deimhart. Pitching from the stretch, Cam Heaney. Set position. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a bun. Going to be third baseline. Going to be right down the line. Going to let it roll. See if it went foul. It did not go foul. It hung on right inside the baseline there on the third base side. Picked up by Kate Sullivan. Base hit on a bunt right there. Evan Deimhart at first base. Carter Johnson at second. Next batter in the lineup for tonight is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Right-handed batter stepping in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney, still looking now out of set position. Checks second base. Set checks it again. Pitch comes in, strike called. Fastball right there below the kneecaps, perfectly placed. He'll peer in, look at signals once again. Evan Deimhart steps in. I take that back, Owen Munn. Owen Munn in the batter's box, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Cam Heaney. Breaking pitch, he's going to take a high fly ball to left field. Going to back up just a bit, going to catch it on the in approach. He'll throw it to third base. Not need the cutoff, one hop. It'll be a fly out to left field for Owen Munn. One out, top of the first. Next batter in the lineup for the night is going to be number 16, TJ Bell. Right-handed batter. Runners at first and second base. Top of the first inning. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of stretch. Set position, check second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, righty facing a righty. Strike called. Peering in, looking at signals, Cam Heaney. Right-handed batter, TJ Bell. Check second base, now the set. Checks it again. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in a bit low. One ball, one strike. Top of the first inning, Carmel High School, peering in, looking at signals, right-handed batter, set position for Heaney, he'll check second base, here's the pitch, going to be a ground ball foul, left side, he's going to go on the ground, get against the screen, should say the foul area fence, count goes one and two, one ball, two strikes. TJ Bell steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney. Runners at first and second. Top of the first. One out. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Going to get by the catcher. Try to backhand it. That's Kim Hoff. Kim Hoff's going to chase it down. Runners going to move up 90 feet. Runners at second and third base. Two balls, two strikes. Stu Ty, first baseman. They get back to the first base side, that's Griffin Wolf. Where's number seven? He's going to play even with first base. Closer to the bag. TJ Bell working out a stretch is Heaney. Check second base. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Going to get in the Greyhound dugout somehow. Got through that little gate. They got a fence. They got a mesh fence right there. Should say a wire fence. Right there for protection, security. 2-2 count once again. TJ Bell. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, second time. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Just above it. Swinging like it's a fastball. Came in and breaking pitch. Two outs. Here in the top of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be the DH in today's ballgame for the Knights. To start out that way, that's Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney, out of a set position. He'll check third base. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Fastball. Let it go by. Justin Brady. Runners at second and third base. Top of the first inning. Two outs. 1-0 count, Justin Brady. Peering in, looking at signals, Cam Heaney. To check third base, here's the pitch. Swung on and take a drive the other way. Left field, going to back up the left fielder. Veer to his right. Catch going to be made by checked out in left fielder. That's Drew Fouts in left field for the final out at the top of the first with Knights lead 2-1. They get a bun hit, and then they'll play defensively. And we'll mention, you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by Robbie Kendall and Audio Sports Online. That's ASO, providing internet radio access for Putney in Sports since 2008. So they're working the ball around the diamond, getting ready for some baseball. And we'll mention this game is also, it's live, it's audio sports. We bring the game to you. You can listen live or you can listen later. PutneyInSports.com, football, basketball, baseball. We thank you for listening to high school varsity sports. And they're throwing the ball around the diamond. We'll mention today's sponsors. Bringing this game to you, I should mention, this IHSAA varsity baseball game is being made possible in part by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, that's in Frankfurt, Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're on Main Street in Sheridan. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. They're going to toss one down. We'll mention defensively for the Knights. The catcher is number 3, Jackson King. Doing the pitching tonight on the mound is number 27, Ben Mazur. At first base, it's T.J. Bell. Where's number 16? Second base, Owen Munn, number 12. Shortstop, 24, Evan Deanhart. Third base, Ryan Schumer. Where's number 7? Left field, 25, Carter Johnson. Center field, 33, Bryn Robbins. Cade Minnick is in right field. Where's number 20? They're going to put the ball in the glove of Ben Mazur. First batter going to step in for the Greyhounds. Going to be number 15. He's playing center field. Nathan McLaren, right-handed batter. Working those batting gloves where we Velcro them out of the box. He'll step in now. First batter for the Greyhounds. Going to work from the windup. Ben Mazur, working both feet on the rubber. Here comes the first pitch to McLaren. Strike called, fastball. No balls, one strike. He'll step back in. McLaren, that's Nathan McLaren. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Mazur. A bit high, ball one. One ball, one strike. He'll adjust the hat. He'll step back on the rubber, peer in and look at signals. Here comes the wind from Mazur. Swung on, line drive on the ground. One hop picked up there by Evan Deanhart. Throw it across the diamond, first base, T.J. Bell. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Pretty good line drive, shot on the ground, one hop to Evan Bell. Pretty solid stroke off the bat of Nathan McLaren. Next batter in the lineup going to be the shortstop. Where's number 20? It's J.D. Stein. J.D. Stein, right-handed batter. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Swung on, a fake will drive to left field. Going to get enough air underneath it. It's going to be caught in left field. Knights, Carter Johnson. Two out here in the bottom half of the first inning. Where's he at? Next batter in the lineup for the Greyhounds. Going to be first baseman. It'll be number 7, Griffin Wolf. Griffin Wolf going to bat left-handed. Left-handed batter plays first base. Left-handed batter's box. Pretty wide stance. Working from the windup is Ben Mazur. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch just missed. Count goes one ball, no strikes. 1-0 count. Griffin Wolf in the batter's box. Where's number 7? Here comes a wind from Mazur. Swung on, hit the drive to center field. Going to be high enough. Going to camp underneath it. It's going to be Bryn Munn making the catch. Three out here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. She's a broker. She's also an agent. Experienced, knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Care Concern, helping you find the home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Realtor, Broker, Century 21. Throwing the ball around the diamond, back on the pitcher's mound is Cam Heaney. Cam Heaney wears number 41. And then ball game in the works here, bottom of the first inning.
Jim Haynes,
so they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting loose. We'll mention the Knights going with the all-gray uniform. Carmel Greyhounds going with the powder blue, all powder blue uniform with the blue hats. So they're getting ready for some second, top of the second inning. First batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. He'll step in momentarily. They throw the ball down to second base. They're throwing around the lineup right there, around the horn. They put it back in the glove of 41, Cam Heaney. They'll step in, right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed hurler, Cam Heaney. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in right below the kneecap. Strike called. Fastball. Count goes 0-1. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Let's tap the plate. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. They'll throw it around the horn. They'll go to third base. And around the horn, one out. Here in the top of the second inning.
Number seven, Ryan
Schumer. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number seven, Ryan Schumer, playing the third base position. Left-handed batter. He'll step in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch, stayed high. Kind of lost the grip. He knew it. One ball, no strikes. He'll peer back in, look at signals. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 1-0. Fastball right down the pike. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tap the plate. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, going to foul it out of play. Straight back. Three giving it a chase. That was the catcher, Tim Haas. The pitcher, Cam Heaney, and the third baseman, Case Sullivan. Each of them chasing it till it couldn't be caught. Count goes one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer, get a swing out of the box right there. Just step in. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes the 1-2. The foul one, just protecting the zone, goes out of play, straight back. 1-2 count, it'll remain a 1-2 count. There's one out, we're in the top of the second inning. A little bit of a brisk night, not too bad. They're saying 86, about mid-80s on Tuesday coming up. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the 1-2 once again. To take a drive to right center field. Going to make some play, pretty good range to his left. Center fielder makes a catch, Nathan McLaren. Pretty good gap shot, pretty good range right there for the center fielder, McLaren. Good jog in, two outs here in the top of the second inning. We're going to see right-handed batter, number three, that's Jackson Kane. Does the catching for the Knights. There comes a wind. Breaking pitch, broke low. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, trying to finish low and away. Count goes 2-0. Our vantage point is down the right field line, about even with first base. Foul territory outside the fence. Swing and a miss. Count goes two balls, one strike to Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Cam Heaney. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. let it go by. It must have been outside edge. Outside edge, 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Step back off the rubber. Just the cap. Back on. Working from the windup, Cam Heaney. Breaking pitch, just missed. Broke plate and away. Didn't get as part of the dish. Count goes 3-2. He'll adjust the build his cap. Step back on. Cam Heaney. Here comes the wind. Here's the 3-2. Swung on. It's taking drive to left field. Going to back up the left fielder. He's going to make a catch. Out in front of the fence. Pretty solid stroke right there. Got the sweet spot. Going to be caught in left field by Graham Drew Faust. Out number 3. So the Knights come up with no runs. They put nobody on base during the top of the second inning. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. We'll mention the Greyhounds coming to the plate. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank, finance, or easy, low payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting loose, get some final warm-up tosses from Ben Mazur. They get ready to toss one down. Bottom of the second inning, Greyhounds getting ready to bat. Kind of an overcast evening. 6 o'clock start, not too bad. They're going to throw a frozen rope to second base. And a nice facility. I should mention they have changed from grass to synthetic field turf. They got this light, dark, light, dark going straight out to center field all the way from home plate. Pretty nice facility right here. The lights are on. They're coming to full flag here. They may be there now. So stepping into bat, next batter for the Carmel Greyhounds, going to be number 28, Tripp Schroeder. The righty, here's the pitch. Low for ball one. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Looking at signals, very few given. Head coach, Carmel Greyhounds, Matt Bukowski. Back on the rubber, both feet, peering in looking at signals. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Head back in, tap the plate. Right-handed batter. He's a four-hitter. He's a DH, Tripp Schroeder. He'll take a drive to left field. Going to back up the left fielder, Carter Johnson. He's going to watch it float out of here. Left field goes straight out. He takes a trip around the bases, and he takes a pretty good trot around the bases to make it to home plate. Pretty good estimated time of arrival. So we're mentioning that's home run number 11 on the season for the Greyhounds. Timeout on the diamond. Talking right there. Jackson Kane and Ben Mazur. Iron some stuff out right there. One run on the board, the four-hitter, Tripp Schroeder, rounded the bases. Stepping into bat right now, 22, Dan Cunningham, playing right field, lefty. Ground ball, foul, just foul of first base on the ground. They'll track that one down. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count, he'll step back in. Left-handed batter, 22, Dan Cunningham. He's playing right field in the ballgame. There's a pitch from Mazur. He'll pop one sky high. Jackson King, going to give it a look. Try to back hit it. Ball kind of came back on him. Couldn't get it. He got a glove on it. Foul ball. No balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur says this ball's good. Home plate umpire asked him if he wanted a different ball. He says, I'm okay. So he'll keep that one. No balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter in the batter's box. Dan Cunningham. Here comes the wind from Mazur. Swung on. He takes a line drive rope base hit to right center field. Picked up by Bren Robbins. Gets off the back end. Hits the cutoff. Owen Munn. Two hits here in the inning. One run on the board. At first base, 22, Dan Cunningham. Next batter going to step in. Could be number 14, Case Sullivan. Case Sullivan, right-handed batter, looking at signals. To step in, right-handed batter, going against the righty, Ben Mazur. Modest lead at first base. Right there. Here comes the stretch and the double set. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a breaking pitch, swung over top of it. Strike one. It's number 14, Case Sullivan. Dan Cunningham is at first base. Got himself aboard. The base hit to right field. Right center field gap, I should say. Working from the set position. Ben Mazur. Pickoff move. First base. Going to get him. Good move to first base. And Dan Cunningham going to be erased from the base pad. He'll set down. He'll jog off the diamond. So no balls, one strike. Nobody aboard. One run in. Bottom of the second inning. Knights and the Greyhounds peering in looking at signals. In the batter's box, Case Sullivan. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in. Case Sullivan peering in looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Going to get by Jackson Kane. It was in the dirt. Should say it was in the dirt area from the synthetic field turf. They got a pretty good dirt looking. Darker dirt. Not quite like the lighter dirt that they've seen earlier this season. So runner aboard. Drop third strike. Strike out. Non-recorded as an out. So still one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Peering in looking at signals. In the batter's box, number two, Cam Carmichael. Working from the set. Pickoff move, first base. No tag, back safety. Head first is number 14, Case Sullivan. Peers over, looks at first base out of stretch. Now the set. Mazur, here comes the delivery. Pitch comes in there, strike, fastball. Number two in the batter's box, Cam Carmichael. No balls, one strike, peering in, looking at signals. Now out of stretch, now the double set for Ben Mazur. Here comes the 0-0 pickoff move, first base, put a tag on him, couldn't get him. Back hit first was 14, Case Sullivan. Still 0-1. No balls, one strike to Cam Carmichael. Cam Carmichael playing second base in the ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in and away. Might have been a pitch out. Looked kind of like one. Not going to second base on that pitch was Case Sullivan. He's back at first base. One ball, one strike. It's half the plate. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Working from the set. Here comes the 1-1. Going to back him. They're going to throw to second base. Trying to steal. And he's there. Going to steal second base. Cam Carmichael. Got a good jump. The throw was good. Might have been a bit high. Evan Dienhart put the tag on him, but late. Safe at second base. Here's 14, Case Sullivan. So one runner aboard, second base. One out. Two balls, one strike. Stepping back in, left-handed batter. It's number two, Cam Carmichael. Working from the stretch, so check second base out of the set. Checks it again, here's the pitch. Bit high and away, ball three. Count goes three balls, one strike. In the batter's box, number two, that's Cam Carmichael. Doing the pitching for the Knights, Ben Mazur. He'll work from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, back door, in there for a strike. Cam goes three balls, two strikes. First base coach even misses good pitch. Right there, it's all good hospitality, it's all sportsmanship. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, back door just missed. Must have been away, count goes four balls, his dog down to first base. Runners at first and second base. Next batter in the lineup, the Greyhounds, going to be number 10, Tim Haas. Tim Haas playing center field in the ballgame, looking at signals. Working right there on the diamond. At second base, Case Sullivan. At first base, number two, Cam Carmichael. Pitch comes in a bit high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the second inning, one run in. Home run by the four-hitter, Tripp Schroeder. Working from the stretch, now the set, check second base, check it again. Pitch comes in, fastball, called strike. One ball, one strike. Step into the rubber right there. Peering a look at signals, Ben Mazur. Runners at first and second, one out, bottom of the second inning. In the batter's box, Tim Haas. Breaking pitch, finish low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. A step back in the rubber. Look at signals, Ben Mazur. On the stretch, now the set. The check second base. There's the 2-1 pitch. Swing a miss. Count goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter's box, Tim Haas. The step off. The step back on. 2-2 count. The look again, Jackson Kane. Catcher, signals, working out a stretch, now the set, check second base. Pitch comes in a bit high, just above the zone. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Step out of the right-handed batter's box to step in now. 3-2 count to Haas. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Swung on, ground ball, foul. Left of third base. A track that down. Count remains 3-2. Good job back to the respective bases. 3-2 count. One out. Stepping back in, Tim Haas. Back in the rubber. Looking at signals, now the set position. Ben Mazur. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on. Going to be a base hit to the left field. Coming up throwing in left field right there is Carter Johnson. Going to be a base hit off the bat of Tim Haas. Three runners aboard. Tim Haas going to give way to courtesy runner. Tim Haas, the catcher, will put his gear on. Courtesy runner for the Greyhounds. Greyhounds going to send out there Nathan Williams. Nathan Williams going to run. He's 5'9", 155. From the freshman class, he'll do the running. They're for the Greyhounds. Stepping in, left-handed batter. In the lineup, we're going to see number 18, Drew Fouts. Drew Fouts, left-handed batter facing the righty. Here comes the pitch. They'll take a line drive shot to right field. It's going to be caught by Minnick. Caden Minnick going to throw it back to home plate. The one hop in the glove at home plate to Jackson Kane. Two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Bases remain full. Next batter in the lineup, we'll see once again Nathan McLaren. Where's number 15? Nathan McLaren has played in all games thus far. He's batting 5'11". did a line drive last time. Here comes the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished just low. One ball, no strikes. Nathan McLaren, right-handed batter. He's working this season. He's got 24 singles. He's got four doubles. He's got two triples, and he's got a home run. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Foul tip in the glove. Jackson Kane holds it. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Working back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. One ball, one strike. Set position. Pitch comes in. Low and away. Good block by Kane. Count goes 2-1. They get a new baseball inserted. Another baseball. Two balls, one strike. Number 15. He's the leadoff batter. He's the first batter in the lineup today for Carmel. Here's his home game, Nathan McLaren. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 2-1. Breaking pitch. Pretty good breaks of that one. McLaren was kind of bailing out a little bit. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2, two out. Number 15, Nathan McLaren. 27, Ben Mazur gives the 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch. Let it go by. Broke away. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Step out of the box. Collect yourself. They'll step back in. Nathan McLaren, Ben Mazur. Two outs. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on. Can be hit to Dienhard. He'll field it. He'll throw across the diamond to T.J. Bell for the final out in the bottom of the second inning. One run in. Tripp Schroeder took a trip around the bases with his home run. It's a 1-0 contest after two complete. We thank you for listening. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, their CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting ready for top of the third inning. And a pretty good ball game in the works right now. Oh, Jana Anthrop, volleyball coach. Oh, yeah, John's wife and a couple of three sons. Yeah, there we go. Okay, they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Going to throw one down to second. From the catcher, Tim Haas. There comes the throwdown. Been a one hop right there. Touch the glove of shortstop J.D. Stein. First batter in the top of the third inning. Going to be number 20, Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, working out the windup. Cam Heaney. First pitch outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney, here's the wind. Ground ball, foul. He'll pull it considerably to the first base dugout. Knights occupying the first base dugout. The Greyhounds in the third base. So back on the rubber, both feet on, working from the windup. Cam Heaney, here's the 1-1. Breaking pitch, just missed. Backdoor curveball, just outside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Here comes the wind, here's the pitch. He'll foul this one straight back, out of play. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 count. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Going to reach for it. Going to be a drop third strike on the swing. A step to the inside does Tim Haas. He'll throw a strike to first base, Griffin Wolf. One out here in the top of the third inning.
Number 25, Carter Johnson.
Next batter going to step in, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, the leadoff batter in this ballgame. Carter Johnson steps in. He's batting 282. He's got a 500 on-base percentage. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball. Backdoor curveball missed outside. Ball one. Carter Johnson, 61 plate appearances, 39 official at-bats. To take a second pitch just above the zone, ball two. A step back in. Here comes a wind. Here comes a 2-0. A pop one foul, left side, out of play. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. A step back in. Left-handed batter, Carter Johnson. Right-handed pitcher, Cam Heaney. Here comes a 2-1. Breaking pitch, finish low. 3-1 count. Cam Heaney going to adjust to jersey right there, lower level, getting some way to swing it. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball four. Just adjusting the jersey there, getting some fluff right there for movement. Maneuverability. Jogging down to first base is Carter Johnson. Next batter in the lineup going to be Evan Dienhart. Where's number 24? Evan Dienhart batting 405. That's batting average. He's 542 on base percentage. Working from his set. Heaney. He'll check the base. He'll look over the right shoulder. Here's the pitch. This comes in. Strike. Fastball. No balls, one strike. Evan Dienhart has played in each of the ball games, all 14. Back from the stretch, set position, check first base. Here's the 0-1. You see a ground ball foul, a little dribbler out to first base. Be picked up by Wolf. I'll put a different ball in the game. No balls, two strikes. Evan Dienhart steps in. Evan Dienhart, 15 hits on the season. 14 singles. He got a double. He got 9 RBI. Here's a set position. Here comes the 0-2. Watches it. It's away. Outside. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Just step back in. Right-handed batter, Evan Dienhart. Tipped over shoulder. Heaney's going to throw a nonchalant pickoff move to first base. Carter Johnson slides back in head first, safe. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out. Pitch comes in and hit a ground ball, third base. He'll glove it. They'll throw across the diamond to get the put out. That was Case Sullivan to Griffin Wolf. It'll be a second out here in the top of the third inning. Moves the runner to second base. At second base is Carter Johnson. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. It's going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn plays second base. He wears number 12. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. He's batting 373. 439 on base percentage. Out of the set position, check second base. First pitch. Right below the kneecap, fastball called strike. Step back in, right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney, a long stretch, now the set. To check second base, twice, here comes the pitch. Third time, to step off the back. To step right back in. To start again. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set position, check second. Breaking pitch, finish low, good block. One hop right there, kept it in front of him. That's Tim Haas, excuse me. Yes, Tim Haas, the catcher. With the Greyhounds, where's number 10? One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, Owen Munn. Runner at second base, Carter Johnson. Working from the stretch, now the set. Just check the base. swung on and took a line drive rope to left field, but it's right at him. Backs up a bit. That's Drew Fouts. Solid off the bat. Nice sleeve worn aboard. And then after 2.5, Greyhounds in front. 1-0. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. We'll mention you can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome here at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson A&D Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're playing some good music here. Running Down a Dream, Tom Petty. You can't go wrong with Tom Petty. I should say his most recent work, what a man he is and was. We love him. But Tom Petty worked hard, feverishly, to please the people that like his music. So they throw a rope down off one hop right there fielding the baseball. Einhart. So they'll put the ball in the glove of 27, Ben Mazur. Right-hander batter going to step in for the Greyhounds. They'll step into bat right now. It's number 20, J.D. Stein. J.D. Stein plays the shortstop position. J.D. Stein stepping in. Batting 310 on the season. I should say this is 14 games, not 15 games on the season. I'll take that back. It's showing 14. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Stein's in the batter's box right-handed. It's J.D. Stein. 42 plate appearances, 29 official at-bats. He'll ground ball to Dienhart. He'll throw on the run across the diamond. Get the put out with T.J. Bell. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 7, Griffin Wolf. Griffin Wolf plays first base. Griffin Wolf going to step in, batting 324, 500 on-base percentage. Left-handed batter steps in. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 ball game. Greyhounds in front. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Might have took a bit off of that. Might have had a breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Not sure. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. The three hitter in the lineup for the Greyhounds, Griffin Wolf. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur, working out the windup. Pitch comes in, ground ball, can be fair, can be out in front of the plate, almost like a full swing bunt. And he'll run down to first base. Jackson Kane will throw a strike to first base and get the put out with T.J. Bell.
Off the bat now for the
Greyhounds. Good dog off the diamond. Next batter in the lineup, going to be number 28. Last time up, only run of this ball game. He jogged the bases, and not really a jog, almost like a half sprint. A step in right-handed batter, 28, Schroeder, batting 355 on the season, 447 on base percentage. A step in now, it's at the plate. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Ben Mazur. Here's the wind. Foul tip off the glove, Jackson couldn't hold it, still a strike. No balls, one strike. In the batter's box, 28, Tripp Schroeder. He's batting in place of the pitcher. The pitcher, Cam Heaney, defensive player to start out this ball game. Back in the rubber, on top, I should say, working from the windup. Here's the 0-1. The 0-1, they're going to ask for check at first base. He said he didn't go. So one ball, one strike, I believe, is the count. Yep, it is. Just step back in. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter, Schroeder. Pitch comes in, he lets it go by. Strike called. About the same type of pitch he took out of here. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Working some off-speed, I believe, Ben Mazur. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. To short off the glove, Jackson will step to the outside. He'll toss one to first base. Get the put out from the drop third strike. No hits, nobody left on base. After three complete, a 1-0 contest. We'll mention the Greyhounds in front. We'll also remind you this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now they have Titus Bakery. Titus Bakery and Deli, they've been there a couple of years. Stop in. They're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. The hours of operation for Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll mention they are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's TitusBakery.com. Again, that's TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So they're getting some warm pitches right there on the diamond to throw one down. Cam Heaney doing the pitching for the Greyhounds. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell playing the first base position in the ballgame. T.J. Bell steps in. 302 on base percentage. First pitch comes in, they call it a strike. Breaking pitch. Then it's slow. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. T.J. Bell, 53 plate appearances, 43 official at-bats. Ground ball, left side. Out by the Greyhound dugout. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, 8 RBI on the season. He scored 6 runs. Pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. T.J. Bell, pretty stout young man. Pretty poised stance. Here comes the pitch from Heaney. Breaking pitch, finish high. Ball 2. Count goes 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, Cam Heaney. Right-handed batter, T.J. Bell. He'll foul one straight back out of play. It'll remain 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 count. Back in the box. Right there, T.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 2-2. So drive one straight up. It's going to be on the infield fly ball. It's going to be called for by the shortstop and caught by J.D. Stein for the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter to step in for the Knights. Going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, the DH in this ball game, starting out. Center fielder, Bren Robbins, number 33, playing in place of him defensively. Peering in, here comes the wind. First pitch outside of ball. That's 32, Justin Brady. He's batting 318 on the season, 400 on base percentage. Here comes the wind, the 1-0. Be sure Haas going to get the plate, going to get by catcher Tim Haas. Mighty guy, piece of the umpire, Tim Hott's going to jog out, hand deliver the baseball to he. Umpire's just fine. Two balls, no strikes. Justin Brady going to step in. Umpire acknowledges the catcher for a kind gesture. 2-0 pitch on the way. Here comes a wind. High for a ball. Ball three. Justin Brady, the batter here in the top of the fourth. One out. One run ball game. Carmel in front. They got a home run in the bottom of the second. Backdoor curveball breaks in there for a strike. Let it go by. 3-0 count. 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll take a fly ball to center field. It's going to drop in. Oh, wait a minute. It's going to be a catch. Diving forward, making a good catch. Real good catch here in center field. Nathan McLaren. Probably everybody on hand thought that ball was going to drop in there for a base hit. Coach Bourdain going to have a conversation. Ask whether or not that short hop the glove. The home plate umpire having conversation right there. Talking it over. But the out is on the scoreboard, but Coach Bourdain thinks it might have short hopped the glove. Not going to mention the mechanics of the umpire. But so they're going to call it an out. He'll jog off the diamond. Justin starts off. That's Justin Brady. Stepping in, two out. Right-handed batter, 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur stepping in. 25 plate appearances, 20 official at-bats. First pitch, swing and a miss. Ben Mazur has a home run on the season. He took a shot right down the left field line up in the trees at Gordon Lemming Field. Pitch comes in, low and away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Righty facing a righty in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. It's at the plate, step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch again, missed low. Cam goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter. Here comes the wind from Heaney. He'll foul one straight back. Count remains two balls, two strikes. In the batter's box, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Cam Heaney. Here comes a 2-2. Ground ball. First base side, he'll glove it. A step on, you go unassisted. That's Griffin Wolf. Third out. Top of the fourth inning. At the end of 3.5, Greyhounds in front. 1-0 on the diamond. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting loose, getting some legs loose out of the dugout. Getting some warm-up pitches right there, and it's Ben Mazur. Throwing the ball around the diamond for the Knights. And they're working on the diamond right there. I should say the young men of this diamond. Doesn't need a lot of work on it. It looks pretty nice. And that's an understatement. It does it. Synthetic field turf, we found out by experience that they knew it before a lot of other folks did, that it can take quite a bit of rain. You could play this game in the rain. That has happened. I've seen those games happen. I saw Cascade High School. They hosted a men's league last fall, and it was raining during the game. The only thing different, the pitcher had to deal with a wet ball for the most part. Definitely damp. They try to keep them dry, but Jackson King going to throw one down. Second base. bounce in there and throw it around the diamond to put it in the glove of pitcher Ben Mazur.
Up the bat now for the Greyhounds, number 10.
Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 22 for the Greyhounds. Dan Cunningham. Dan Cunningham playing right field. Dan Cunningham, we'll mention on the season, batting 366, 409 on base percentage. He's been to the plate 45 times entering this ballgame. 41 official at-bats. Here comes a whine from Mazur. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Then Mazur back behind the rubber to step on now. Back in the box, 22, Dan Cunningham. Curveball misses outside. Lefty facing the righty. Cunningham, left-handed batter's box. Right arm right there, Ben Mazur. Peers in, looks at signals. Here comes the whine for the 1-1. Pitch comes in, low and away. Two balls, one strike. Step in, tap the plate. That's 22, Dan Cunningham. Here comes the whine. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 2-2. Tap the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning. Nobody out. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss. They'll go down on strikes. Knights will toss it to first base to throw it around the horn. Next batter in the lineup for the Greyhounds. It's going to be Case Sullivan. Case Sullivan, third baseman. Where's number 14? Case Sullivan on the season batting 280. 280, he's got a 286 on base percentage. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good, healthy cut. Right on time, Case Sullivan. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count. Right-handed batter's box. Case Sullivan. Ben Mazur. Swung on, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Case Sullivan. 28 plate appearances, 25 official at-bats. Here comes the whine. Here comes the 0-2. High for a ball. Fastball. Reach back a little bit, Ben Mazur. A little bit more MPH. Misses high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Mazur couldn't field it. Dean Hart behind the pitcher's mound. Fields it, throws on the run. Gets the put out. Right there with T.J. Bell. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. Tim Carmichael. Tim Carmichael. Where's number two? Plays second base. Tim Carmichael batting 286 on the season. 447 on base percentage. Left-handed batter going to step in. Tim Carmichael, 38 at bats. 28 official at bats. You're going to foul one back to the screen. No balls, one strike. Put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Stepping back in, number two. That's Cam Carmichael for the Greyhounds. Here comes the pitch. Checks his swing. Pitch comes in, away, ball one. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter. Tim Carmichael, right-handed pitcher, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, breaks low. Two balls, one strike. Jackson King couldn't quite feel that one short hop off the glove. They insert a new ball. 2-1 count to Tim Carmichael. Two out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. He's a pop one foul out of play. Left side. 2-1 count. Baseball replenishment. 2-2 count, I should say. 2-2, two out. And number two batting, Tim Carmichael. Tim Carmichael, you got a home run on the season. You got 8 RBI. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Low and away, went after it. They threw it around the horn. Tried to start at first base and throw back to the pitcher's mound. At the end of four, Greyhounds 1, Knights nothing. We're missing this game is also, in parts, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agents, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So that's throwing the ball around the horn. Playing a little Ozzy Osbourne on the PA. Sounds pretty good. They'll throw the ball around the diamond. Carmel Greyhounds. Set back on the rubber. Stepping into bat for the night is going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. He plays third base. Ryan Schumer. Schumer batting on the season, .258. On base percentage, .425. The step in bat, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Ryan Schumer right on that pitch. He was right below the kneecap. He fouls it straight back. Ryan Schumer, 41 plate appearances, 31 official at-bats entering this ballgame. Ryan Schumer, 9 RBI. He scored 9 runs. He has doubled. Here comes the pitch. Let's take a drive to center field. It's going to be right at him. He's going to call it. Center fielder Nathan McLaren. Pretty easy catch compared to the one he made last inning.
Number 3, Jackson Kennedy.
Next pitch batter in the lineup for the Central Catholic Knights. It's going to be number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane does the catching. Jackson Kane batting .250 in the batter's box. .538 on base percentage. First pitch comes in high and tight. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney, here's the pitch. Took a lot off of it to a breaking pitch. Missed high. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane, Cam Heaney. Fastball. Must have just missed right or left. Right down the pipe, goes 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes to Jackson Kane. Here's the pitch from Heaney. High for ball 4. And on base percentage climbing even higher than .538. So stepping in. Caden Minnick. But not before Jackson Kane and his jog off the diamond. He'll put his gear on. At first base, going to do the running for the Knights is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, pretty tall, he's a lanky young man. He'll do the running. One out here in the top of the 5th inning. Stepping into bat, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20. Caden Minnick steps in batting .333, .405 on base percentage. Pitch comes in, swinging a miss. Healthy cut. No balls, 1 strike. A step back in. Peering in, looking for signals. Cam Heaney, out of set position. Checks first base, checks over his shoulder. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, back to the screen, left side. Greyhound dugout. Third step back. Up on the rubber. That's Cam Heaney. No balls, 2 strikes. To Caden Minnick. Left-handed batter. Checks first base out of set. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Reach back. Fastball. Missed high and away. Ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Let's step back in. Peer in, look at signals. Cam Heaney. Tim Haas reflecting from the dugout. Caden Minnick, in the batter's box. Foul ball, right behind home plate. Count remains 1-2. 1-2 count, 1 out. Top of the 5th inning, 1-run ball game. Stepping back in the rubber, Cam Heaney peers in, looks at singles, checks first base out of stretch. Now the set. Here's the 1-2. Curveball. Take that back. I'm going to rely on the scoreboard. Should be my own error, but I didn't get the ball strike, so I might have got him. I take that back. That was probably a hit by pitch. It was. Hit by pitch. I didn't quite see the hit. I was wondering if that was ball four. But anyway, I thought I was off target there. But it wasn't. It hit by pitch. Minnick, he takes a jog, short jog behind first base. He's back on. Minnick at first base. Tyler Fox at second base. Stepping in, the one-hitter, Carter Johnson. Where's number 25? Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. Just above the zone. 1 ball, no strikes. Steps back in, touches the plate far and near. 2 aboard, 1 out. First and second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney, out of stretch. Now the set to step off the back. 25, Carter Johnson, to step back in. Carter Johnson working on the season. He's got 8 RBI. He scored 9 runs. He's got 14 base on balls. He has struck out 4 times. Fifth comes in, right below the kneecaps, outside edge. 1 ball, 1 strike. Right, left-handed batter, Carter Johnson. Peering in, looking at signals, Cam Heaney. Working out a stretch, a long pier, now out of set position. Check second base, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 count, Carter Johnson steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, Cam Heaney. Working out of set position, check second base. Here comes a 2-1. Breaking pitch, broke low, ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. Left-handed batter's box, Carter Johnson. 2 runners aboard for the Knights. First and second base. Peering in, looking at signals, Cam Heaney. Working out a stretch, now the set position. The pirouette, not make a throw to second base. Go clockwise and no throw. 3-1 count, 1 out. Peering in, looking at signals, Cam Heaney. Facing Carter Johnson. Check second base, here's a 3-1. Ball four, they're jogged down to first base. Knights going to occupy each base. Bases are loaded. Jogging down to third base, Evan Dehart going to have a conversation with Coach Bordenay, also with Tyler Fox, walking out on the diamond. Going to be a defensive timeout called right here by the Greyhounds. We appreciate you listening. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils. Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. So timeout over. They're going to walk back to their respective spots. To walk back to the dugout, stepping into bat. For the night, it's going to be number 24, Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart, right-handed batter, steps in once again. 4.05 average coming into the ballgame. Bases loaded, 1 out. Working from the windup, Cam Heaney. Long pier, here comes the first pitch to Dehart. They're going to put a suicide bunt down. It's going to be fouled back. Going to foul back to the screen. They'll jog back to their respective positions. No balls, 1 strike. suicide squeeze bunt has been seen before. Opposite sides right here by the Knights. So, peering over, looking at first base. So, they'll look at first base. They'll step on. He'll step in. Going to pitch from the stretch. No windup. Evan DeHart, right-handed batter. 0-1 count. Cam Heaney, Albacete. You check third base. Here's the pitch. They'll take a ground ball back to Heaney. Heaney will throw the plate. They get the force out, and they'll get the out at first base also. They'll turn the double play. So full swing off the ground right there, fielded by Cam Heaney. He'll throw to home plate, Tim Haas, and right back to Griffin Wolf. It was a bit of a lob throw. Had to go up and get it, come down before DeHart got to first base. Third out in the inning. Knights can leave a couple aboard. They come up with no runs at top of the fifth. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll mention it's a one-run ball game. Greyhounds in front. And again, we thank you for tuning in. And we'll also mention, the Greyhounds and the Catholic Knights. We'll mention the Knights have dropped three games this season. They were to Frankfort, 1-0, Northwestern, 8-3, and West Lafayette got them in the first game of a two-game set in the West Division. They got them 3-1. Carmel Greyhounds working on the diamond. They lost to Zionsville, 1-0. Mooresville, 8-6. And Westfield was a decisive game. And I believe, don't quote me, but I believe they dropped one to Hamilton Southeastern. But anyway, we'll go from there. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. We'll remind you, these are the rankings from April 28th. Might not be the most recent rankings. We'll mention at the top, IHSA baseball rankings. Mooresville, 15-0. Number two is Fenner Grove. They're 12-1-1. Number three, Evansville North, 12-1-1. Number four, Lawrence North, 11-2. Number five, Lake Central, 11-4. Number six, Andrean, 11-1. Seven, Westfield, 9-3. Number eight, Munster, 8-1. And number nine, Jasper, 13-1. Number 10, Newcastle, 9-0. That was from April 28th ranking. So stepping it up to the rubber. Going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the pitch. Strike count. Some ball comes in. Strike one. We'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in. Tried to check his swing. They're going to look at first base on the check, and he did go. So no balls, two strikes. A step back in, right-handed batter. Greyhounds. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur out of the windup. Here comes the wind. Here comes the 0-2. We're right down the pipe. He'll let it go by. Fastball. The jog back to the dugout. That was number 10, Tim Haas, the catcher. He'll put his gear on to get ready for the top of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup. For the Greyhounds, going to be number 18, Drew Faust. Drew Faust going to step in, batting .333 on the season, .667 on base percentage. First pitch comes in away for ball one. Drew Faust, number 18. That's in seven plate appearances, three official at-bats. He's getting in the ball game here today. He's worked in 10 ball games entering today's games. Ball comes in, ball one. Check that, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter. Drew Fouts. Stepping back on the rubber, working from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Could be a ground ball foul right side. Maybe about halfway to first base. Picking it up in the ball. Finished moving right there is T.J. Bell. Two balls, one strike. A step back in. Left-handed batter. 18, Drew Fouts. It's at the plate, far and near. Working from the windup, here comes the 2-1. Ground ball, going to be on the infield, going to be fielded by Munn. Just throw to first base. Low throw, T.J. Bell collects it. Out number two. So next batter in the lineup is going to be the first batter in the lineup for the Carmel Greyhounds. That's Nathan McLaren. Nathan McLaren has mentioned, where's number 15? 5'11". 511, that's his batting average, 582 on base percentage. That's in 55 plate appearances, 47 official at-bats. He's going to square the bunt, pull them back. Ball comes in low. Got past the glove of Jackson Kane. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane reflecting signals from himself to Major. Major back in on the rubber. Here comes the wind, the 1-0. He's going to square the bunt again. Bunt down third baseline, but just foul. He would have been safe had that ball been fair. It was probably less than a foot. Foul. So it jogged back, something like that. One ball, one strike. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. One-run ball game off the bat of the four-hitter, Tripp Schroeder. Peering in, look at signals. Here comes the pitch from Major, the 1-1. Missed just low. Working that bottom of the kneecap zone, that was but a bit low. Two balls, one strike. Working from the windup, 2-1 count to Nathan McLaren. Squares the bunt, ball comes in, pulls the bat back. Ball two. Three 1 count to McLaren. Right-handed batter. Pretty smooth stroke. Here comes the 3-1. Ground ball in the infield, and be fielded by Dean Hart at shortstop. The throw on the run. They're going to call him safe. I'm going to say the ball was being bobbled just a little bit. It was off the turf. T.J. Bell made a good glove off the short hop. Safe at first base is McLaren with two out. So next batter in the lineup, going to be number 20, J.D. Stein. I got to admit, there was a Stein my class. In the same grade I was in at Carmel. I was not at Carmel. I was back in a while. So that's a real pickoff move to first base. And that Stein had a first name. It started with an M, I believe. He was a pretty good ball player, and that's an understatement. So working from the stretch. Pickoff move, safe back at first base. Feet first, that's Nathan McLaren. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. He's taking off the second base, is McLaren. Throw to second base, set, going to call him out. Check that. They're going to call him safe. He's going to be on the surface. He's going to be checked on right there. He's safe at second base. Nathan McLaren. The jog down. Check on him. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So there, check on him. He gets up off the surface. He's going to take a walk. Checking with the trainer. He's walking off the surface now. He's out in the shallow center field, taking a walk. He's got some, if it was dirt on the infield, on the infield portion here on the synthetic turf, he's got some dirt stains right there on his both sides. And his upper right area, right there on his jersey, he's going to wipe off right there. He's safe at second base. Timeout is breaking the action. And we'll mention, if you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. Or call online. I tell you what, you can check out online at ftcsales.com. Or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. I give him a good hand clap. He's back on second base. Evan DeHart shakes hands with him. Evan pats him on the front side. He's good. We're making your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Stepping in once again, number 20, J.D. Stein, right-handed batter, peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur out of stretch, now the set, checks second base. He checks it again. Here comes the 0-1, ground ball foul. We'll be not getting the play on it right there, third base coach. Tried to backhand it right there, left-handed. So count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning, peering in, looking at singles, Mazur to check second base out of the set. Here comes the 0-2. They're going to pickoff move. Timing move right there. Getting back, no problem. McLaren not even making a throw. Counterclockwise. DeHart was right there at second base. No balls, two strikes, right-handed batter, J.D. Stein. Working from the stretch, now the set, check second base. Pitch comes in, checks his swing, and they're going to ask, C position umpire, he says no. Probably been the same verdict from A position. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. Set position, Mazur, check second base. Pirouette, he'll go clockwise and not make a throw. 1-2 count. On the batter, J.D. Stein. J.D. Stein batting 310. He's got a 500 on-base percentage. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Throws him up. Strike three. He'll go down looking. The Knights get out of the inning. They leave a runner at second base. And then we'll mention this game is again, in part, being made possible by Dean's Auto Parts. CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. It's a one-run ball game. One-run ball game right here on the diamond. We're here at Hartman Field. Hartman Field, Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds defensively going to face here in the bottom, top of the sixth inning. It'll send up the first batter, Kitchell Catholic. It's going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, second baseman, he's going to step in. Owen Munn, 57 plate appearances entering this game. 51 official at-bats. He's batting 373, 439 on-base percentage. He's got 19 hits on the season. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch, Benny Flow. One ball, no strikes. Owen Munn, 16 singles. He's got two doubles. Owen Munn has a home run and 11 RBI. Pitch comes in, strike called. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Owen Munn has scored 15 runs on the season. He'll take a base hit up the middle on the ground. It'll end up in center field, picked up there by Nathan McClellan. Base hit off the bat of Owen Munn. Top of the sixth inning, nobody out. Second batter here in the top of the sixth is going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell looking at signals. Third base coach, Coach Bordenay, he'll step in now. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Squaring the bun early to pull the bat back. Was going to try to hit away. He was a bit choked up there when the ball came in. Ball came in, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. The check second, first base, out of set. Cam Heaney. Going to pop one, right field. Be called right there, right fielder, Dan Cunningham. He'll make the catch. One out, top of the sixth inning. Got jammed just a little bit at the plate. Did T.J. Bell. Next batter to the lineup. Going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, the DH in this ballgame. Justin Brady, 51 plate appearances, 44 official at-bats. Entering this game, working out a set. Cam Heaney. Pitch comes in high and away. One ball on Justin Brady. Justin Brady in the batter's box, batting .318. Batting average, .400. On base percentage. He's also got a home run on the season. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Backdoor curveball for a strike. Lefty facing the righty. One ball, one strike, one out. Justin Brady has crossed the plate 12 times. He's got 10 RBI. Working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Taking off for second base is Owen Munn. Ball's in the dirt. Good glove there. Throws it to second base. Sliding off the base. He was there initially. But this synthetic field turf will let you slide a little further than you're ready to be sliding for. That's one of the items that you find out. So he'll jog off the diamond. So Owen Munn, gonna head back to the dugout. Two out here in the top of the sixth inning. So stepping back in, Justin Brady. One ball, two strikes. Check that. 2-1. Scoreboard is just the opposite. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch from Heaney. Fastball high for ball two. We'll double check here. Not quite sure on the count. Home plate umpire knows, though. So does Coach Bordenay. So peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wide. Brady takes them just below, right there at the kneecap and below. Takes a strike. So it is 3-2. 3-2 count. I believe that to be true. Two outs. Stepping back in, Justin Brady. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Becomes a 3-2. Breaking pitch. Going to get him going down on strikes. Knights leave no base runners on. They come up with no runs in the top of the sixth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Carmel Greyhound's going to bat. And it's a 1-0 ball game. Greyhound's got one solo shot in the second inning. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. That's Larson, A-N-D, Sons, Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond, working it in right there. They're going to throw one down to second base. Bottom of the sixth inning. Getting a final warm-up pitch right there. Ben Mazur throws in rope to second base from Jackson Kane, Evan Deanhart. They'll throw the ball around the diamond. They'll put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Getting ready to step in, bat in the bottom of the second inning. Excuse me, bottom of the sixth inning. That's number seven, Griffin Wolf. Griffin Wolf playing first base position. Where's number seven? 46 plate appearances. 34 official at-bats. Entering the ballgame. Batting 324, 500 on-base percentage. He's going to square the bunt. Third baseline, it's going to go foul just barely. Schumer let it roll. Just foul, third baseline. Would have been a bunt for a hit. Some folks talk about small ball. Some folks think that small ball doesn't exist much anymore, but it sure does. No balls, one strike. To step back in, number seven, Griffin Wolf. No balls, one strike. Mazur back up on the rubber, working from the windup. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch, back door. Snuck in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. He'll step back in. Griffin Wolf. Ben Mazur peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Swing a miss. He'll go down swinging. Gonna be a drop third. Jackson Kane. Gonna touch him out of the box. Not sure if the abandonment rule is in high school. It's in Babe Ruth. But the abandonment rule means if you turned to go back to the dugout, then you're already out. But I don't think that exists in high school. Don't quote me. I apologize. I don't know. But I'm stepping back on the rubber, stepping back in. It's going to be number 28, Tripp Schroeder. He owns the only RBI and run scored in this ballgame. Fouls that one off of around handle plate. One strike. Right-handed batter. Pretty stout young man. Step back in. Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind. Here comes in. Breaking pitch. Finish high. One ball, one strike. Ben Mazur. Tripp Schroeder. Here comes the wind. The 1-1. Swung on. Ground ball foul of third base. On the ground. I'll pick that up in bullpen area. Tripp Schroeder, one ball, two strikes. Has a solid swing. Gets that swing off of that sweet spot. Like that sweet spot is 14 inches on an aluminum, 8 inches on a wood. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch, going to freeze him up. Broke right across the dish to go down looking. Two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number 22, Dan Cunningham. Dan Cunningham, left-handed batter. He'll step in. 45 plate appearances, 41 official at-bats. Batting 366. He'll take one foul. He lost it in in the field of play, but foul ball down the right field. It'll be picked up there. They'll let it go. They'll play with another buddy's baseball. He'll step back in. That's 22. Dan Cunningham. No balls, one strike. Cunningham, 409 on base percentage. Peering in for the signal. Here's the wide. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Dan Cunningham. 15 singles on the season. He's got 12 runs scored. He's got 6 RBI. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. They go down swinging. The Knights will come to the plate. but they're being played to bat in the top of the seventh inning after 6.5. Greyhounds 1, Knights nothing. So they're getting ready to bat in the top of the seventh inning. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can visit inside the Reynolds Farm Equipment at Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation, Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. That's Titus Bakery and Deli. That's TitusBakery.com on the web. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat for the Knights, 27, Ben Mazur. He's going to pop one up on the infield. Be caught by the first baseman, Griffin Wolf, first out here in the top of the seventh. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer plays third base for the Knights. We'll mention Ryan Schumer on the season. 41 at-bats, 31 official at-bats, takes the first pitch. Ball low. They check at first base. He says, no, we didn't go. Steps back in. Batting 258, 425 on base percentage. There comes the whine from Heaney. Pitch comes in, ball high. Two balls, no strikes. Step back in, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer, right-handed pitcher, Heaney. You know, foul one back. He's going to get the support metal steel. I said, what? Holding up a nice fencer, saving a lot of baseballs. A lot of baseballs from going out of play. So we're making two balls, one strike. Taking a cut outside the box, step back in. Ryan Schumer, peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. One out. Top of the seventh inning. A one-run ball game. Greyhounds in front. Stepping back in. Ryan Schumer. Here comes a whine from Heaney. High and tight. He'll jog down to first base. He'll draw a walk. Stepping up the bat right now. He'll jog in there. Number 3. Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane on the season. Entering this ballgame, 42 plate appearances. 24 official at-bats. Batting 250, 538. This is on-base percentage entering the ballgame. He'll look at signals. Third base coach, Coach Bordenay. He'll step in now. Jackson Kane. Runner at first base, Ryan Schumer. One out, top of the seventh, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike, right down the pipe. Let one go by, count goes 0-1. One ball, no strike, excuse me, oh, no balls, one strike. Step back in, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Heaney. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Steps out of the box, looks at signals. Should mention Tyler Fox doing the running at first base for Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, finish high. Ball 2. Two balls, one strike. One out. Top of the seventh inning. Stepping back in the rubber, Cam Heaney. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane, working out a set. Pitch comes in, right down the pipe. Fastball, count goes 2-2. Step 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and step in now. Jackson Kane, working from the stretch, Heaney. Working out a set. Here comes a 2-2 pitch. He drops their strike. First base is occupied. He'll be out. He's aware of that. So, two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Tyler Fox takes second base on the pitch. Runner at second base for the Knights, stepping into bat, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. Steps in, 39 plate appearances, 33 official at-bats. Entering the ballgame, he's batting 333, 405 on-base percentage. Working from the stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. Pitch comes in, low for ball one. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looks at signals, not any given. One ball, no strikes. Caden Minnick steps back in. Working from the stretch, he'll step in now. That's Cam Heaney, peering in, looking at signals. Looks a long time, peering in. Now out of the set position, check second base. This comes in tight for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Plays the right field position in today's ballgame. Peering in, looking at signals, Cam Heaney. Set position. Check second base. Pitch comes in, backdoor curveball, just misses. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs. Runner at second base, Tyler Fox for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in high for ball four. Caden Minnick jogs down to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Catcher Tim Hoff going to jog out. Talk with his pitcher, Cam Heaney. Both these pitchers have gone the distance. Good ball game right here at Carmel. Knights and the Greyhounds. Timeout on the diamond. Coach going to come out, have conversation. They'll talk it over. And then get ready for baseball here momentarily. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention, you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's audiosportsonline.net. Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutneyInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for listening.
Now what's about for the night?
We're going to step into bat right now. It's going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter. Two on board for the Knights at first base. Caden Minnick at second base, Tyler Fox. To step in, left-handed batter. Peering in, signals. Now out of stretch, now the set. Check second base. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Carter Johnson, looking at signals. Carter Johnson, 61 plate appearances, 39 official at-bats, batting .282 on the season, a .500 on-base percentage. Check second base, does he need a check again? Pitch comes in, fastball, called strike. One ball, one strike. First and second base, two out. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Peering in, looking at signals, Heaney. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter's box. He'll foul one, out of play, left side. One ball, two strikes. He'll set back in. Step in the rubber right there. That's Cam Heaney peering in looking at signals. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter in the left-handed batter's box. 1-2 count, two outs, he'll step off the bat. He'll reset, get some instruction from the dugout. He'll step back in. Cam Heaney peers in, looks at signals. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter, working out of set. Check second base. Foul back, out of play. I should say left side over the Greyhound dugout. Count remains 1-2. 1-2, 2 out. Stepping back in, Carter Johnson. In the rubber, Cam Heaney. 2 aboard, first and second base for the Knights. Peering in, long pier. Be time out called at home plate. Carter Johnson, that's a long time to concentrate. He steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Cam Heaney. He signals from his catcher, Tim Haas, working out a stretch. Carter Johnson. He'll pop one up on the infield. It's going to be around home plate. He'll be called by the pitcher. He'll catch it in foul territory. And that'll complete the ball game. Final score, Carmel Greyhounds 1, Central Catholic Knights 0. We'll mention the next games on the agenda for the visiting team, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They'll play tomorrow. They'll play tomorrow 6 p.m. Clinton Prairie will be at Lafayette Central Catholic. That game slated to start at 6 p.m. We'll mention the Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel Greyhounds' next game on their agenda going to happen Friday. That'll be May the 6th, 7:45 start time. Carmel Greyhounds will be at the Northview Knights. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check, and I appreciate all she does. So we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Thank you for attending tonight's matchup. Please drive home safely, everyone.
We're post-game right now. We're going to talk to the starting pitcher of the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Ben Mazur. I tell you what, Ben, you have some good command today.
Thank you. Yeah, changeup felt really good today for the first time this year.
I think that back will start again. We're back post-game. We'll talk to Lafayette Central Catholic pitcher, Ben Mazur. I tell you what, Ben, you had pretty good command today.
Thank you. My changeup felt real good today. It took me a second to get settled in, but once I did, felt good the rest of the game. Just one pitch can change the whole game.
See, while you entered today's ball game with 18 innings under your belt, I got to mention, 72 batters faced, 287 pitches. You're 4-0. This is your first loss. That's nothing to hang your head about.
Yep. All we got to do is put runs on the board, and we will be a pretty good team. We have a couple pitchers that are capable of doing a lot. We just got to be able to score some runs, put some runs up.
I didn't get a chance to mention these stats during the ballgame because their pitcher didn't have stats, so I didn't mention your stats because they didn't have stats. But I'm going to mention you had 34 strikeouts entering this game, and 14 of them, they went down looking.
Yeah, you get a team on the heels with a curveball. You can get a high fastball in there. Just got to be able to fill up the zone.
So what, tomorrow night, you may play. I hope you do. But anyway, you're going to play Clinton Prairie at home. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yep. We're getting ready for a few games here in a row. We got to get ready for a conference championship next Friday. And after that, it's postseason.
So you're going to face the Western Panthers. That's happened before, and you got them last time 2-0 in the conference championship.
Yep, we got to come back just like we did last year, put the ball in play. Make them hit the ball, and it'll be a pretty good game.
Ben Mazur, you pitched a heck of a game. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to talk with Coach Bordenay. Coach Bordenay, I tell you what, your team was definitely a team today.
Yeah, you know, I thought we played well. Ben was lights out. You know, we matched him toe-to-toe, and unfortunately, Ben left a 2-0 fastball out over the plate, and that was the difference in the ball game. We had plenty of chances to score, just couldn't cash in. But I thought our kids played well, and Ben pitched an outstanding ball game.
Tomorrow night you got on Northwest. Excuse me, you're gonna be at home with Clinton Prairie.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it now. We've got a lot of games in a row here, and trying to build some momentum going into the tournament. You know, even though we came on the short end tonight, I thought we grew up a little bit tonight, and prove that we can play with anybody.
Coach, I thank you.
Thank you.